Does this argument work as a justification for killing toddlers? Appeals to privacy, choice, trusting women to make their own decisions, religious freedom, not forcing your morality, back alley abortions, all of these assume the unborn are not human. And our job is to trot out a toddler. So I'll simply say to the person, hey, you just said that women should have a right to abortion based on the fact we should trust them to make their own decisions. Well, suppose I have a toddler here whose mother wants the choice to kill him and says we should trust her to make her own moral decisions. Should we grant her that degree of trust? Well, my critic will immediately say no, and I'll say, well, why not? Well, because he's a human being. Ah, if the unborn are human like that toddler, we shouldn't kill them in the name of trusting people to make their own decisions any more than we'd kill a toddler for that reason. And the terms of the debate hinge on the question, what is the unborn? I mentioned Barack Obama's speech yesterday. Let's go back to that phrase. We're going to elevate science to its rightful place. Well, what if someone supposed killing two-year-olds to treat eight-year-olds? Would we say that that's an argument about getting science to its rightful place of supremacy? No. We would say that there's a moral question about whether we ought to kill one human being to benefit another. But, of course, that question was completely overlooked in the president's speech.